Good morning. Sunday, October 23rd, 2016. It's 8:15 in the morning. I got out a little bit late for my normal schedule, but a little bit early compared to yesterday. I'm going to have to get out very early tomorrow morning. I've got at 8 o'clock on a 9:30 appointment tomorrow. So if the walk goes out but the talk doesn't show up, I need a little slack. Maybe late to mid-morning before I get tomorrow's talk out. And yes, I know that tomorrow's schedule is likely to cause that, so I can warn you, because this bullet journal thing, you know, I'm looking at a bunch of brochure. It's fascinating to see how beautiful and artsy and everything people's journals are. And I, you know, it's something I can work toward. It's something I can practice. It's something I can strive for. Something that gives me pleasure. But the reality is, I'm also seeing pictures of people's bullet journals that are the opposite of pretty and artsy and nicely laid out and fun to look at. They still do the same thing. They still serve the same purpose. These are still people who are able to use bullet journal to help organize the things that they have to do. I've already ticked off one item on my bullet journal for today. I went through all the tasks up to requesting a galley proof for South Coast yesterday. And so I've got a galley coming in. It won't be here for a couple of weeks. I took slow boat. The books I ordered for Mile High Con should be here Tuesday. So I'll have them ready to go when I need to leave on Friday. I went through and added in my therapy, and I reserved I made an appointment with my favorite clipper jockey to get a buzz on my head on Monday. So yeah, I know where I am. I know what I'm doing. I'm working on becoming more aware of the moment to try to slow down the squirrel, or in my case, the geese reflex. So as soon as I say that, I start looking around to see if I spot any. And I don't see either squirrels or geese. But, Working on it. I'm walking along pretty sharply here this morning. I've had a cup of coffee. It was unfortunately one of the cups made yesterday afternoon, so it wasn't the best cup of coffee, but it was coffee. I made a fresh pot this morning. I'll get a cup when I get home. Also have to figure out what to fix for breakfast. I'm looking forward to fixing breakfast. What I had for breakfast yesterday, I think it was a bagel. So today is, could be an egg day. Cuckoo-ca-choo. Today could be oatmeal day. But Thomas says, ooh, oatmeal. I got a couple thousand words written yesterday. It was not the most productive day. I need to schedule in some play time, some explicit play time. Because I've given myself permission to do play time after I've done all my tasks, but the problem is that I don't ever do all my tasks. So I sit down at my desk and it's always something else that My bullet journal says I need to do. And while I don't hold myself to any particular schedule other than, you know, my phone reminds me that I'm supposed to go for my walk at 7:15. The hours between 5 and 7:15 aren't claimed. I purposely don't claim them. I catch up with social media, I talk to people, return email. I'm a moderator on a few communities on Google+, and I go through and clean out the lint traps and remove the spam and that kind of thing. So it's just really a way for me to have a little buffer between the time I wake up and the time I actually hold myself to try to do things like take a walk. This morning I was late because I was replying to a post that I probably should not have replied to. We'll just say it makes me a little bit actually, it makes me a lot angry. To see a thread of 50 or more posts about abortion, and the only people playing are men. That makes me a little bit irritated. So I took the bait this morning. I probably will regret it, but many men who won't hear it when a woman says it. So anyway, let's get off the politics. We get off the soapbox here. Yeah, and it's 40 degrees. I didn't wear the extra layers this morning because I knew the sun was going to be up, and boy, am I glad I didn't, because I'm still too hot. Pant. So yeah, I got a couple thousand words in yesterday. The story is starting to percolate nicely. There's a couple of threads that have sort of monk post, tied themselves open here at the beginning. About 44,000 words, somewhere in there. So I should be around halfway if I'm going to 80,000. And then when I get to where it ends, I'll have to go back through and see how much of this meander needs to stay. There's part of the plot. I should stop second guessing myself there. But there's part of the plot that has very little to do with toehold space, at least at the moment. But instead has to do with Ishmael's recovery. And that is, by its nature, an introspective thread. There's part of it that I'm very pleased with. There's part of it where we see his thinking, we see his thought processing, we see his behavior. In a way that demonstrates the fact that he's still dealing with his losses. He's still dealing with his identity. He's still not where he might have been before. He's still flawed. He's always been flawed, but his flaw is much more overt. He doesn't see it, but I hope the reader will. And I hope his growing out of it, his coming to grips with it. It won't be the final time. It won't be the last time he has to deal with it. But that at least I can take some realistic swipes at what this kind of, oh, I don't know, is it emotional, psychological damage? What it looks like from the inside. Well, that's interesting. This is Sunday morning, so city workers aren't working. I just saw a pickup truck go down the road that allegedly doesn't go anywhere. There's a lady with her little Scotty dog. She's late this morning, too. Good morning. Tomorrow I have to get up. Tomorrow's Monday. Tomorrow's work day. Tomorrow I have to get going early. I know I said that at the beginning. I'm just sort of trying to imprint it on my brain. When I look at my journal tomorrow, I'll see it, but okay, interesting. Just look down the road, it's not completely blocked off. There's a little bit of room along the side. And the road on the other side of it is paved. There's actually a stop sign down there. So I don't know what's going on. Some wood smoke in the air. Somebody's got a fireplace going this morning. It's a lovely morning. The light is not terribly brilliant. The sun is burning through clouds pretty well, but there's still a sort of diffuseness to the morning because there's a lot of high thin cloud. Most of it, I see some blue fjords in the clouds over there, but off to the southeast. But for the most part, it's pretty cloudy. Oh, it's pretty clear off the south. There's a few mare's tails up high, but a pretty morning, nevertheless. So what'll it be? Decisions. Oatmeal or something with egg. Perhaps pancakes. My wife always likes French toast. I could do French toast, I suppose. My stomach is grumbling, going, yes, it, all, any, all, some. Now. So I did it. Here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.